Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Upper Hudson Maple Producers Association 2018 Maple Open House Weekends are this weekend and next. Events include demonstrations, samples, and free tours of area sugar houses. Maple Weekend happens at locations all across New York State. Here to tell us more, our marketing manager for the Upper Hudson Maple Producers Association, Mary Jean Packer. She lives on Maple Land Farms in Washington County. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Vernon DJ, is it Dusler?
Yes.
Excellent. Vernon DJ Dusler is here. He's a fourth generation maple syrup farmer. He comes to us from Fulton County. DJ and his dad, Vern, operate Mud Road Sugar House, and it's a great pleasure to have you with us as well. Thank you very much for being with
us. Well, good morning. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, let's talk about Maple Weekends. I will admit to you, I met Mary Jean Packer at the Washington County Fair this year. I was having a chicken barbecue with my wife at the Argyle Fire Department booth, and you came over and said, "Oh, are you Joe?" And I said, "Yes." And then we started talking about maple sugar. I was telling you that was the next place I was headed because my wife loves maple sugar candy. And you were telling me all about the weekend, and I said, well, why don't you come in and tell us all about it on the radio? And here you are.
And here we are.
Well, it's great. So first of all, let us begin with, what is the Upper Hudson Maple Producers Association?
We're a group of about 60 maple farms in a six-county region all along the Hudson and Southern Adirondack area. And we all work together. We're not as much competitors as we are cooperators. And so we come together to help market and promote these two open house weekends under the brand of Maple Weekend.
So when it comes to the producers, the maple producers, give us a sense of, well, first of all, give us a sense of the geography, because it's 60, but it takes up a large portion of the state of New York, correct?
Yes, yes. So we start in Warren, Washington, and Saratoga counties.
Yep.
Then Fulton, some Montgomery County, little Rensselaer County, and Columbia County.
And how are things going this year? Has it been a good season?
It's a great year for maple syrup. We had a super early start. Sap at first wasn't very sweet, which means we have to boil it a little bit longer to get to pure maple syrup. But that's okay. This later spring is helping to keep the ground cool, the roots cool, and keeping the sap sweet now and slowing the trees from getting their leaves.
Now, when we so where are we in the cycle, as you were, when it comes to these weekends, these open house weekends, what is actually happening on the farms? Are they farms? Is
that there, what you can call
farms? Sugar houses, farms.
Okay, right.
A whole variety of things, but in general, there's 25 farms that are open, and people can go to upperhudsonmaple.com. to see a list of the farms that are open for Maple Weekends. So what's going on is always a tour, always an opportunity to meet the sugar makers and learn how maple syrup is made. And then from there, every farm has something different going on. Maybe it's a horse and wagon ride. Maybe it's a hike through the sugar bush. Maybe it's a pancake breakfast. And so people just need to go to upperhudsonmaple.com and have a look at what the various farms are offering. You can print out a list of all the farms, how to get there, and what's going on at each place.
DJ, you are a fourth generation maple syrup farmer, and so tell us about the importance of this next generation of people coming in and the importance of men and women your age getting involved in this profession?
For me and my father, it's more of a hobby.
Yeah.
It's not my full-time job by no means, but it
Wouldn't
seems
it be great
like,
if it could be, though?
It would be great if it could be. But it's just a hobby for me and him, and he started doing it 45 years ago. I've been around it all my life. Him and my great-grandfather started, and my grandfather was involved, and he's involved, and I'm involved. My brother's involved, my new son, he's involved a little bit. I got a 4-year-old, and I brought him up to the sugar house and Got him in the woods a little bit, so that was really exciting.
Great.
My brother, he just had a baby, and hopefully she'll be involved someday. But it's important for younger generations to know what this is about, because we usually see farms going by the wayside. And I don't want to see that ever go away. I see kids when they come into the sugar house and I start explaining to them what's going on, and they see how the sap is transformed into syrup. Their eyes just light up, and it's great to see. And I just really hope that we can continue the tradition farther and farther down the line.
And the thing is barring any natural or construction horribleness,
mm-hmm.
The trees will be there, right?
The trees will be there. You can tap a tree over and over and over. We've been tapping the same trees for 40 years. Unless the tree dies or some sort of disease gets into it, which does happen on occasion, the sustainability of the maple industry is there for many years to come.
But we need the people. We need the farmers to actually go out and harvest it and make sure that the sap comes out of those trees.
Yeah, and it's a labor of love, and I'm sure Mary Jean would echo that statement. You have to love it in order to do it, because it does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of your time. But in the end, when you get that sweet maple syrup taste and it gives you a little shiver down your back, that's just the greatest thing in the world.
It is, absolutely. How did you get involved, Mary Jean?
I actually came at it, used to just be a job, and now it's a passion. I work for trade associations, and I went to work for the Maple Association, and one thing led to another.
And you got hooked.
Oh yeah.
Now let's talk about the Mud Road Sugar House, as I mentioned, which is mudroadsugarhouse.com. Mm-hmm. This is in Fulton County, and I have in front of me a bottle which looks like a bourbon bottle, and which is even more curious because the words bourbon barrel aged are mm-hmm. on this bottle. This is pure maple syrup, but you do it in bourbon barrel, so I assume that soaks in some of the good bourbon goodness into the maple syrup.
Yeah, it does, Joe. And that's something new that we've just rolled out this week. Is actually the first batch that we've made of it. Mary Jean and Mapleland Farms, they've made quite a bit more, so she can go a little more in depth. But yeah, that's all we did. We took some of our amber rich maple syrup. We bought a 5-gallon bourbon barrel that they had for sale at a trade show in January, and we tried it. It seems to be a big hit. We see other producers trying it, so we said, well, let's try it. It had been about 45 to 50 days in the barrel, and we filtered it out, reheated it, and packed it up. And my wife put it on Facebook Wednesday night, and Thursday morning, out of that 5 gallons, we probably had 3 gallons of it sold.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Now, what does it taste like? I mean, it obviously tastes like maple syrup, but do you taste the bourbon.
Yep, and it's kind of, from what I understand, it's different how long you age it. You can pick up a little more bourbon flavor or a little less depending on how long you age it. And that particular one, when I tasted it, you get a slight hint of that bourbon flavor right away. It goes away, and then the maple syrup kind of takes over and makes it nice and smooth going down.
Now, how would I use this in the sense of, is it for any purpose, any way that you would normally use maple syrup?
Yeah, any way you want to put a little maple syrup flavor in that you might want to add some bourbon in. You can put it on your pancakes, you can put it on your French toast, you can put it in your oatmeal, you can have a little shot of it.
Yeah.
I would use it the same way that I can use maple syrup. So,
maybe if I put a little in my tea, I wouldn't sound like I sound right now.
No, I bet you'd be okay, but I bet it would taste delicious.
I bet it would. So the other thing here is there's a New York grown and certified program. Now, let me just ask you this question, because we're right on the border of the state of Vermont. Vermont has done a fairly good job of marketing themselves as, you know, Vermont maple syrup, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to say anything against the wonderful maple syrup of Vermont, but you're here to tell us that New York also has trees very similar to those trees in Vermont, and there's very good syrup coming out of New York State.
Well, New York is the second largest producer in the U.S. of pure maple syrup.
The first being
Vermont.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's fine.
And so what happens with maple syrup is there is sort of a terroir, no different than with wine. And it has to do with the soil and the climate. But it also, and with maple syrup, the flavor has a lot to do with the care with which the maple farmer processes the syrup. And that's really where this idea of grown and certified branding maple syrup that comes from farms that are really doing a first-rate job, not only with their environmental stewardship and sustainable forest management, but also with their food safety and the care with which they're processing the sap into syrup.
So who oversees that? You as an association?
It's a project of the New York State Department of Ag and Markets.
Okay.
And they, Commissioner Ball, played a leadership role in developing this program. And it's really one of the leading certification programs across the country when it comes to the standards that have been set for quality by New York State in this. So the department has a coordinator who does nothing but focus on this. And it's also a collaboration with the Soil and Water Conservation Districts who do an ag environmental management assessment of each maple farm before they can be certified.
Going back to one point Mary Jean said, you know, about being competitors, but we're also friends and we want to help each other and work collaboratively. I think as sugar makers, we go around to different sugar houses and see how people are taking care of their product and what they're doing. And I think we kind of help our own selves, you know, go in other sugar houses to make sure that we're staying up on the most recent standards and trying to put out the best product that we possibly can.
When it comes to the product itself, I don't want to run out of time here before we talk about all the great stuff that's happening over the maple weekends. But I remember here a few years ago on the show, we had a syrup tasting. The grading, the different the colors, it is fascinating of how many kind. This is not a one size fits all thing, is it?
It has to do with the light transmittance of the syrup. A few years ago, all the maple-producing states and provinces of Canada came together and created a uniform international standard for grading based on the light transmittance of the syrup. And so you have all the way from the golden, the very lightest of the syrup, up through amber dark and then very dark, which some people still want to call grade B. But all four of those are now grade A maple syrup. The reason people like the different grades is for the flavor profile. The darker the syrup, the stronger the flavor. So if you're making salmon and you want to marinate it and have that maple stand up to the garlic and soy sauce, you're going to need the very dark. If you're making a crepe with fresh raspberries, you probably want the golden or certainly no darker than the amber.
And the tastes are so interesting, and it was a great. I remember it because years ago, but I remember because it was just as you said, it was just doing syrup shots all morning. Mm-hmm. It was great. All right, so Maple Weekend is happening this weekend and next weekend. There are a lot of farms that are taking part in this. 25 of them are open for Maple Weekends. This weekend and next. You can find out the whole schedule and where everybody is by going to upperhudsonmaple.com. Upperhudsonmaple.com. Mary Jean, you give us a little hint of what would be going on. I know it depends on the sugar house, it depends on the farm, but what can people expect?
At every farm, you're going to get a warm welcome and a deep understanding of what it takes to make pure maple syrup. Great event for families. Make sure you dress for the weather. This is a working farm. We'll be outdoors in the woods looking at how the trees are tapped and how we use a vacuum system for the pipelines. When inside the sugar house, it might be slippery or cold still. We'll be able to see how reverse osmosis works, understand the evaporation process, filtering, and then the grading process like we just talked about.
Well, it's all great stuff. It's the Upper Hudson Maple Producer Association's 2018 Maple Open House weekends. They are this weekend and next, March 17th and 18th, and the 24th and the 25th. To learn more, you can visit UpperHudsonMaple.com. UpperHudsonMaple.com. DJ, is it DJ or Vern?
Either one.
Okay,
either one.
Which one do you prefer? You have Vern on your shirt. It
yeah.
says here DJ.
Well, when I was younger, I had the nickname DJ, and I've kind of gotten older and moved into the real world, I guess, as an adult.
Okay.
And I try to go by Vern a little bit
All
more
right.
now.
All right. Well, Vern, it's great to have you on the program. It's Mud Road Sugar House, one of the many that you can visit. You can find out more about them by going to mudroadsugarhouse.com and check out the barrel, bourbon barrel age pure maple syrup, and maybe there's some left. I thank you, Mary Jean Packer. I assume I'll see you at the fair.
I'll be there.
And if not, this weekend. It's a great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thanks,
be
Joe.
Be well.
Thank
Enjoy.
You very much, Joe.
Again, UpperHudsonMaple.com for more information on the Maple Open House weekends happening this weekend and next. UpperHudsonMaple.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.